I can hear the rumbling river as it rushes underground. I can hear the breakers crashing, I can hear the breakers pound. I can stand beneath the waterfall and shout with all my might. I can hear a thousand voices making ready for a fight. I can ride through Colorado in a semi-trailer cab. I can hang around the truck stops and hear them joke and gab. I can hear them telling stories of the lives that they must lead, as they wonder how they'll make it with so many miles to feed. I can see the little hobo as he shuffles down the street. I can hear him in the diner as he bums a bite to eat. For 10 years he stoked a furnace till the factory whistle blows. Got laid off by automation boys and put him on the road. And I met another fellow as I wandered all about. He was mining down at Heiser till his union sold him out. Yes, they worked him in the coal mines till his back and his arms were sore. Then they put him on the blacklist, boys, and he can't go back no more. I can see the sharecrop farmer as he wipes his sweaty brow. He can see the crop is failing, but it ain't his anyhow. I can see the dust cloud swirling on his played out farming land. See him hunker down and let it trickle through his hand. I met a fine young Negro lad about 17 or so. He didn't like those southern jails, but he felt that he had to go. Saying mom and dad were Negroes and my son will be one too. And I guess it's up to me because we've given up on you. And as I passed an Air Force base, a young man I did meet, with his shiny wings of silver and his uniform so neat, saying I don't want to bomb them, sir, it filled me with dismay. But orders, they are orders, and you know I must obey. I've been a-walking through this country and my eyes are open wide. And the things I've seen and heard you couldn't imagine if you tried. I've been listening to some people and one thing I understand. A great flood is a-rising fast and there's a rumbling in the land.